Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Honored, delighted, glad you tuned in today. Let's open our Bibles over here to Mark chapter 11. Now, reading scripture from God's Word to build up our spirit, man, renewing our mind to God's Word, and feeding our faith on God's Word. Jesus said here in verse 23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever say in this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, think about this, what he's saying here. "He shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, over here in, let's go over here to Matthew chapter 12. We'll go back to your left a few pages here. And let's hear what the Lord said here, Matthew chapter 12, now verse 37. "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." Well, now, when it comes to, let's say, divine healing, we have promises from God's word like Matthew 8, 17, 1 Peter 2, 24, 3 John verse 2, that God wants us to have good health and prosper, and that God wants us to know that he put our sick and diseased upon Jesus. Matthew 8, 17 said that it might be fulfilled which spoke by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2, 24 said, "Who his own self bare our sins, his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live righteous, by whose stripes you're healed." Now, indication that we don't believe those scriptures, because we've all had these feelings, we've been saved any length of time or not, is that when someone gives us God's word, or you're hearing their minister preach about God's word, especially his promises, what belongs to you in and through Christ Jesus, and you think, well, you know, I know that, but I don't have that, that's a form of unbelief and doubt. And so that's an indication our spirit man is low in that area. Though we've heard the word, see, faith doesn't come by heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so what we need to do is increase our dosage of God's word. You know, when I was a kid, I was in the hospital, and a long period of time. And so every day they'd come in and weigh me. And you know, I'm a teenager, you know, at the time, I was just so sick, I couldn't care about anything almost. And so, and you don't understand what they're doing all these things to you, but nevertheless, they were. So they'd weigh me, you know, and let me know, you lost some more weight, you lost a half a pound or a quarter of a pound or whatever. And so they're wanting you to eat. And so finally a person from the kitchen came there, and they offered me anything. You know, in other words, the doctors are getting real concerned apparently, so they've asked them to come in and just, you know, offer this kid anything. And so I thought, well, I think of something. I thought of a chocolate milkshake. Well, I must have got one sent to my room three or four times a day in a glass, chocolate milkshake. Well, now I take a sip of it, you know, and that's all I wanted at the time. Well, see, they're concerned. See, now I didn't want to take the time to eat or eat the food or feed on that food, you know. But see, they're concerned because I'm getting weaker. And I wasn't as concerned, I guess, as they were. The point is, you see, not eating after a period of time, the person would get weak. Now, you know, we can fast and lay aside food and all that. That's a little bit different. Well, with God's word, when we get to thinking we've heard it, but it's not working for us, it causes our heart to become kind of hard in our spirit, man. We become dull of hearing. Yeah, I've heard that. They used to call that gospel hardened, preachers would. They'd go to churches and preach and couldn't get nothing to happen. No miracles, no healings, hardly anybody getting saved. And so they go away and say, well, that church is just gospel hard. So they'd sit there and may say amen all the time you're preaching, but no responding. People there that needed healed didn't get healed. People there that needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit didn't get baptized in the Holy Spirit. People there that needed financial miracles didn't get them. And really, you know, they'd become sort of professional hearers. Oh, yeah, I've heard that. And sometimes, you know, and I've done this, you know, I've been guilty of it. You know, think, yeah, I know that. Well, I'm tithing, but where's my blessing, in other words? Maybe not say it, but would think it, or whatever it be. Well, those areas of life, those are scriptures we need to constantly feed on. If you've been tithing, you're believing God for a return on your tithe, then it's just good to take Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, and quote it all day long to yourself. And rehearse it in your mind over and over again. Go to bed with it. Get up with it. Or healing, taking healing scriptures. Because why? Because the doubt's settling in. The hard-heartedness setting in. Oh, I've heard that. But the person, how would you act if you did have it? Well, then that's how we're supposed to act like it. How would you act if you were healed? How would you act if you were prosperous? Oh, man, you'd be thrilled. Well, that's why we need to maintain the joy. And sometimes it's just good to start laughing at the devil. God laughs at his enemies. Well, Satan is our enemy. And he comes along with all this nonsense and tells you you're not going to get any better, you're not feeling better. Situations aren't. It's just good to start saying, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Satan, you're a liar. For it's written, who his own self bear my sins, his own body in the tree, that I being dead to sin shall live righteous by whose stripes I'm healed. And I'm healed because the word says I am. Ha, 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 ha. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Faith acts on the word. Faith sees it's done. And we read there, Jesus said, by thy words thou shalt be justified, by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Does our words have anything to do with us getting and receiving our healing? Now, Jesus got our healing for us. He bought it. But to receive it, to maintain it, or anything else that God promised? Well, according to the Scriptures, they do. The Bible said, Joel said, let the weak say they're strong. See, if words were insignificant, it was everything was just up to God, whatever you wanted to do, then you wouldn't have Scriptures whereby you could do something and get the circumstances to change. You wouldn't have mountain-moving Scriptures. You wouldn't have prayer of faith Scriptures, would you? It'd just be everything would be God's will. You could just have one verse. Everything happens for a reason. It's God's will. But no, we have all these promises that we need to... But see, faith declares what God's Word says. Faith declares, by His stripes I'm healed. Faith declares, Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Faith acts on God's Word. Faith believes God's Word, no matter how the circumstances and the feelings may be. Now, it's hard on the flesh. It can be hard on your mind. But you just know in your spirit, this is what God's Word says, and I'm going to act accordingly. Faith says that I'm prosperous because the Word of God says I am in 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, and 3 John, verse 2. Jesus became poor that I, through His poverty, might be rich. Jesus came that I might have life and have more abundantly. Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. And I received Jesus, and the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it's just good to say the Lord is my shepherd, I do not want for money. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not want for health. The Lord is my shepherd, I do not want for anything. I do not want for strength. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd, I do not want. Saying what the Word says, decreeing, declaring what God's Word says about us, it activates our covenant. See, we need to agree with what God says about us, not disagree with it. If He says we're healed, it's good that we say we're healed in Jesus' name and see ourselves healed. If His Word says we're delivered, and it does in Colossians 1, verse 13, who hath delivered the power of darkness and hath translated us, King of Israel, your son, then we need to see ourselves delivered. No matter what you may be involved in, and the thoughts are came to you that you're never going to get out of it, you've made commitments before to God that, you know, God forgive me, and He did, bless His heart, and I'll never do that again, and then fell back into it. Well, the enemy would come with thoughts to bombard you, or us, well, you can't live this Christian life, look what you did. And you promised God you wouldn't do it again. Go back to what the Word says, and get on your knees, and lift your hands to the Lord, and begin to thank God, according to the Word of God, I'm delivered. No matter what be it may be. And by decreeing and declaring what the Word says about us, it causes God's power to come on the scene. See, God's with us. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. But what we're doing as believers with our authority is getting God's power to manifest on the scene. And see, that's what the body of Christ is to be all about. We're to get results with God's Word. We're to set the captives free. Though Jesus has already done it, though He's already bought it, according to His Word, everyone's delivered. According to His Word, He's paid the salvation price. He's took everyone's sins. But they don't know it. And they don't know how to receive it. And they don't have someone in many situations standing for them. Many times they got people standing against them, along with the devil. So what we're doing with God's Word as believers, we're getting God's Word to come up on the scene and manifest. I mean, His anointing's here, but we want His anointing to manifest. Like in church services, sometimes just by worshiping God, all of a sudden the presence of God starts manifesting, people getting healed. Or by just getting up, the minister getting up and reading the Scriptures and teaching on those Scriptures. God's power. I mean, there's been times that, you know, in services I've done, that, you know, just every service I did, I taught on healing. And I'm thinking, that, you know, first of all, I only know so much anyway. And secondly, these people have heard it and heard it. And yet I didn't know, and sometimes you will know, but I didn't know there was someone in that congregation, someone in that service that was suffering a real huge problem. And they were coming, attending faithfully, and got their miracle, and later on testified about it. I mean, months went by. And then all of a sudden, everything turned around. Well, as they said, every week you taught on healing. Well, see, the Holy Spirit knew that. He knew somebody needed encouraged, needed to be built up, their confidence built up, till they became fully persuaded. See, when we're fully persuaded that we are what His promise says we are, then we'll see ourselves that way, and there'll be no room for doubt and unbelief. But as long as we're double-minded, you ever been double-minded? I mean, you're full of faith one moment, so to speak, and double-minded the next, or the next day, or your period of time. Well, James in James chapter 1 said, a double-minded man won't receive anything, Lord. See, doubt can hinder us from receiving from God. And we need to learn to train ourselves to catch doubt when it shows up. And to talk to it in Jesus' name and tell it to leave. It's just good to say, doubt, go from me in the name of Jesus. Unbelief, go from me in Jesus' name. Fear, go from me in Jesus' name. Infirmity, spirit infirmity, go from me in Jesus' name. Poverty, lack, you go from me in Jesus' name. And anything that comes like that, begin to resist it. See, draw nigh to God, James 4:7. Draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. Resist the devil and he will flee. Well, you know, have we been resisting the devil? We mean resist the devil. Well, casting down thoughts that came to us. That's contrary to God's word. The thoughts that produce fear and unbelief and doubt. See, we're living this world where there's two spiritual forces. There's the power of the Holy Spirit and there's Satan's kingdom. And Jesus has given us authority over Satan. He brought Satan to naught. We don't live in a perfect world. And Satan's the god of this world. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. So we're always coming against these principalities and powers who have been defeated. But they'll act as though they never were. And they'll take advantage of a Christian's ignorance or a Christian's spiritual laziness. Not doing the word. Not acting on God's word. And see, it's easy to succumb to poverty and lack and just get used to living that way. You know, sometimes you'd hear people say, well, why should I have the best when the other will do? Simply because you keep wanting your faith to grow and develop. Faith should be growing and developing our lives all along. We shouldn't be struggling. We should be just receiving all that Jesus bought for us and paid for us. It belongs to you. Remember Jesus said, referred to this the other day, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, we'll begin to read. Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Notice the word rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, this is what Jesus promised us. He said, learn of me. Well, we need to learn all that Jesus did for us and receive it by faith. And Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 9, says, there remaineth therefore rest the people of God, for he that is in rest, he also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore in rest, lest any man fall at the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing divine asunder, a soul and spirit, joints, marrow, and discerning the thoughts into his heart. Neither is any creature not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto eyes in whom we have to do. Seeing then we have a great high priest, past them, Jesus, Son of God, let's hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but as all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly on the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Well, we need to labor to stay in rest. Not labor to earn things from God. Jesus has already finished it. He paid the price and given everything he's got to us. But labor to cast down those thoughts and stay in rest. And the more we learn about what Jesus did for us and accept it and receive it and confess it and believe it, when it comes to God's promises, when you first hear some of them, you're thinking, wow, I never heard this before. Now you got a choice here to say, well, I'm going to receive it because this is what the Word says. Or, well, now I wonder why my church never taught me that. Well, you know, maybe they just didn't know, you know. I mean, I don't know everything myself and I'm a minister. But we should be growing as ministers and as believers, right? And we do that in God's Word. Jesus doesn't want us to labor in faith. Faith receives and rests and thanks God it's got it. And to stay that way is stay built up in the Word. Now, that flesh didn't want to put any time in the Word. Flesh wants to feel good, and flesh wants to be happy. Flesh doesn't like to be put under. Flesh doesn't like to be told no. You ever notice that? Sure, our flesh isn't born again. Our minds aren't born again. So what we're constantly doing is renewing our mind to God's Word and putting the flesh under and enjoying the promise of God. Enjoy being with you today. I want to encourage you. Check out our materials we got on our website at jesserichministries.com. Till next time, this is Pastor Jesse Rich reminding you that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.